What if you could wear a sensor as soft as your own skin, one that stretches 300% without breaking? Or what if managing your body's metabolism became as simple as checking an app, with no prescription and no finger pricks required? This isn't science fiction. This is the reality emerging from research labs and regulatory bodies this week, and it's about to create major new markets and disrupt old ones. The sensor revolution is here. Are you ready for it? Welcome to Troy Technical Intelligence, the weekly strategic briefing for professionals in U.S. and European manufacturing, trading, and technology. I'm your host, Susie.
And I'm Troy, your analyst.
This week, we're tracking a powerful convergence of material science, regulatory approval, and automation, all centered on one theme, the biosensor revolution. We're seeing these technologies leap from the lab to our bodies and our production lines. Today, we'll analyze a breakthrough in stretchable electronics from Caltech, a landmark FDA decision that creates a new consumer health market overnight, and a lab on a chip that could transform food safety. Troy, it feels like the barrier between biology and technology is getting thinner by the day.
It is, and for businesses, that thinning barrier represents both immense opportunity and significant competitive risk.
Let's start at the material level, Troy. A report from Caltech published on June 10th caught my eye. They've developed something called SIRES. It sounds like the foundation for next-generation wearables. What exactly is it?
SIRES stands for Stretchable Interface for Resilient Electrochemical Sensing. It's a soft, biocompatible bioelectronic material constructed entirely from a polyurethane base. Its key innovation is the ability to stretch up to 300% while maintaining high electrical conductivity and adhering strongly to living tissue, even when wet.
300% is a huge number. Why is that specific capability so important on a global scale right now?
Because it solves a fundamental problem. For decades, implantable and wearable sensors have been rigid. The human body is soft, dynamic, and constantly in motion. A rigid sensor on a beating heart or flexing muscle will either detach, cause discomfort, or produce inaccurate readings. SIRES conforms to tissue, moving with it. This is the enabling technology for truly seamless, long-term biological monitoring.
Okay, let's make this specific. How does this affect U.S. and European medical device manufacturers?
For them, SIRES is a direct competitive threat and a major opportunity. Companies still relying on rigid or less flexible sensor substrates will see their products become obsolete. The opportunity is to design a new class of devices: smart bandages that monitor wound healing, implantable sensors on pulsating organs, or high-fidelity athletic monitors that don't fail during strenuous exercise. This will also impact the supply chain, creating demand for advanced polyurethane hydrogels and molecular adhesives.
And for trading companies and distributors, can they sell this yet?
Not as a standalone product. This is a foundational technology. Trading companies should see this as a market signal. They need to identify which manufacturers are licensing this technology from Caltech or developing similar materials. Sourcing and establishing partnerships with those forward-looking device makers will be critical to capturing the next wave of the medtech market.
So, what's the immediate actionable insight for an executive listening today?
Your R&D and material science teams need to be evaluating this Caltech paper immediately. Your business development team should be exploring licensing opportunities. This is the new baseline for performance in wearable and implantable bioelectronics. Ignoring it means risking being designed out of the market within the next 5 years.
This idea of seamless monitoring leads directly to our next story, which is a massive market-level development. On June 11th, the FDA approved over-the-counter continuous glucose monitors, or CGMs, from Dexcom and Abbott. Troy, this feels like a watershed moment.
It absolutely is. The approval of devices like the Dexcom Stelo and Abbott's Lingo and Freestyle Libre series for non-insulin users is a strategic pivot. We're moving from a medical device market focused on diabetes management to a much larger consumer wellness market focused on metabolic health. Anyone can now buy these off the shelf to see how diet and exercise affect their glucose levels in real time.
And this isn't some far-off technology. It's hitting shelves now. Why is this specific approval so globally significant this week?
Because it legitimizes and unlocks a multi-billion dollar market. For years, the biohacking and wellness communities have wanted this data. Now, two of the biggest U.S. players in the space have a clear regulatory path to serve them. It sets a precedent that other global regulators will likely follow,
turning metabolic monitoring into a mainstream consumer electronics category, like fitness trackers.
How does this specifically impact U.S. and European manufacturers beyond just Dexcom and Abbott?
The ripple effect is huge. It creates a surge in demand for the entire CGM supply chain. Microelectronics, specialized polymer sensors, medical-grade adhesives, and the Bluetooth low-energy modules that transmit the data. European competitors, such as Roche, are now under immense pressure to launch their own OTC products or risk ceding this new market entirely to their U.S. rivals.
What should Western trading companies and distributors be doing right now?
They need to aggressively expand their channel strategy. Previously, CGMs were distributed primarily through pharmacies and medical suppliers. Now, the channel includes big box retail, consumer electronics stores, and direct-to-consumer online platforms. Distributors who can build these new relationships and manage the logistics for a consumer-facing medical device will win.
So the key action for executives is what?
If you are in the medtech or consumer electronics space, you must reassess your consumer wellness strategy immediately. The line between medical device and wellness gadget has just been irrevocably blurred. For distributors, it's time to approach Dexcom and Abbott about securing rights for these new, high-volume OTC channels before they are locked up.
We've talked about sensors on the body. Let's shift to sensors in our supply chain. The June 2026 issue of the journal Biosensors spotlights a technology for detecting foodborne pathogens, a centrifugal microfluidic chip. Troy, break that down for us.
Think of it as a complete automated laboratory shrunk down onto a small spinning disk. A food sample is put on the chip, and by precisely controlling its spin speed, the device can separate, mix, and guide fluids through microchannels. It fully integrates sample pretreatment, nucleic acid extraction, amplification, and signal detection into one portable, automated process.
Why is a lab on a chip such a big deal for global food safety?
It solves the problem of time and access. Traditional pathogen testing requires shipping a sample to a central lab and waiting days for results after a culture is grown. This chip, using a technique called multi-enzyme isothermal rapid amplification, gives you an answer on-site in under an hour. It moves testing from a slow, centralized process to a rapid, decentralized one. This is point-of-care testing, or POCT, for the food industry.
What does this mean for a U.S. food processor or a European agricultural cooperative?
It's a massive competitive advantage and risk mitigation tool. They can test raw ingredients upon arrival and finished products before they ship, catching contamination like E. coli or Salmonella almost instantly. This drastically reduces the likelihood of a multi-million dollar product recall. For manufacturers of industrial testing equipment, this is a disruptive threat. They need to either acquire this technology or develop their own integrated rapid testing platforms.
And for trading companies and distributors that supply the food and beverage industry?
This is a brand new, high-value product category to offer their existing clients. Instead of just selling ingredients or packaging, they can now sell a complete food safety solution. Market timing is critical. Distributors who become the go-to source for these POCT systems will build incredibly sticky relationships with their customers.
So, the actionable insight for executives in that sector?
If you're in food manufacturing, you should be launching pilot programs with these microfluidic systems in your facilities now to validate their performance and ROI. If you are a distributor, your team should be identifying and seeking exclusive partnerships with the developers of these centrifugal chip platforms. This technology will become the industry standard for quality control.
Troy, that was a lot of ground to cover, from our skin to our food. As we wrap up, what are the three key strategic takeaways our listeners should be thinking about this week?
First, the foundation of the sensor revolution is advanced materials. The performance of Caltech's stretchable SIRS material is a leading indicator. For any company in manufacturing, tracking material science breakthroughs is essential for predicting future product disruption.
Second,
regulation creates markets. The FDA's decision on over-the-counter CGMs is a perfect example. A single regulatory green light has unlocked a massive new consumer wellness industry. Executives in any regulated sector must treat regulatory intelligence as a core part of their competitive strategy.
And the third takeaway?
Automation is moving to the edge. The centrifugal microfluidic chip shows that complex lab testing is being decentralized, moving directly to the factory floor or the point of need. This trend of distributed diagnostics creates new hardware, software, and service opportunities for companies that can deliver simple, reliable results outside of a traditional lab.
And what is the one single action item an executive should take away from today's briefing?
This week, map your company's exposure to the biosensor revolution. Ask the hard question, are we a potential supplier to it, an end user who can leverage it for a competitive edge, or a laggard who will be disrupted by it? Your answer will define your strategy for the next decade.
Powerful advice, and a critical question for every leader to consider. That's all the time we have for this week's Choi Technical Intelligence. We provide the intelligence, you create the advantage. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
To make sure you never miss an episode, please subscribe wherever you get your podcasts and visit us at choitechnical.com for deeper analysis. We'll be back next week with another essential briefing.